the truth.
My turn. Hey, it's Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to make up the date like we always do here. We're just going to say it's March, and we're going to call it March 20th. It's a Wednesday, 2024. We know that's all fictitious and made up, so put whatever date you think is necessary in there because it doesn't really matter. If they can make up time, I can make up time as well, or what day of the week it is, or year, or you know the... You guys still remember. I'm going to tell you this almost daily. The Dark Ages was just because... They put extra 244 years or something in there. Well, why not? I want to be the king when the new calendar rolls over. I want to be the cool guy. Well, anyway, we live in a world that lives that way. And again, just continuing to live in the fallacy called their creation. I got currencies all jacked up. We got our medicine, not even really medicine. It's all just poisons to see how far they can push the human body. In this prison planet we live on, our atmosphere has been completely manipulated and screwed with constantly. Just happened to have about 20 inches of rain in Dubai the other week, a week and a half ago. And that nobody bothered to pay attention. They were flooding out some of the most beautiful places in that area. They also admitted that they're changing the weather about 15% of the time. And then also California has now come out to admit that they are doing it as well. So, wow, California is doing it all by themselves? Who would have thought that, DARPA? I don't know. It seems a little weird to me that maybe... You guys remember that whole thing when they had that show, that sitcom? I say sitcom. Situational, I don't know. What do you call it? Drama series on TV called Lost? Remember there was a DARPA thing or Dharma? There was a lot of symbolism in that show, and I don't think we always pay attention to what it was really going on. But anyway, I did watch... I do have a special guest with me today, so I'm kind of running through the intro here a little bit. I did watch a bunch of the House judiciary stuff going... Or not judiciary, the House hearings. Hey, John Kennedy, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here, sir. Rebecca Wells, good to see you. Ken Rising, good to see you. Rising. I don't know. We'll just make it up. I'm French today. Anyway, was watching that whole hearing and watching C-SPAN 3 digitize and lose its signal while Bobulewski or Bubulukadukadusi, whoever his name is, the Hunter Biden business partner, he could not. We couldn't keep the signal. But you go over to C-SPAN 1 where there was some replay of some people talking on a couch, that was fine. And then I went to the Senate C-SPAN 2. Again, that was being published fine. There was no Senate anything going on. But when you go to the House hearing where you're trying to listen to a few things, a lot of digitizing, a lot of broken English, couldn't get everything out because it just was having... Yeah, that kind of thing. So again, guys, if you want to believe that when 20 years ago I was getting 300 megabytes download on the military bases I was working on 20 years ago, you don't think the government's got any better with that? Huh? But anyway, I was trying to watch that. I was trying to get some of the information out. And the sad part of it is the tribalism in which we live in today really shows the fallacy of our government and why it is we can't get anything done. Anyway, hey, Lindsay Lewis, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Carrie Heisman, great weather in Kansas today. I mowed the lawn this morning. Well, yes, Carrie, that is what we do when we don't have winter. We decided not to have winter this year. A lot of people are complaining about that. Some people are, some people aren't. But anyway, good to see you, Carrie. Thank you so much for being here. All right, I've rambled on a little bit here about the world around us. The special guest I have coming in with me today, his name is obviously Tom. Did I say Tom? I said Tom. Yeah, I said Tom. Tom is coming in, and his name is Tom Sherman. He is, and he's going to be here with me. You guys can see him now. He has come up with this whole thing that kind of fits into my wheelhouse, kind of goes into what I was talking about, what I've been talking about. And I ran across this guy in TikTok land, and I don't know if that's where he knew I found me or I found him, but I did find him in TikTok, so he must be a 14-year-old white girl that gets up and does dances a lot. That's what everybody says is on TikTok, but that's not true. Anyway, Tom, you're a little bit dark, but we can see who you are. Tom, I think he's in witness relocation. Everybody, don't use his real name. Don't use Tom Sherman, the name. Strike that from your memory. But anyway, Tom, good to see you, man. Tell us how we could find you. Let's do that part, and then we'll break it down from there.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on. My name is Tom Sherman. I am the inventor and founder of the New Calendar, is what we call it. You can find us on thenewcalendar.com. Social media handles at the New Calendar. Yeah, I mean, long story short is I discovered the fifth season of the year in 2017 and developed a completely new calendar system that observes these five seasons of the year versus our traditional Gregorian counterpart.
Right. Now, real quick, if people don't know that Tom has been putting out a calendar that really works in the way that I talked about, the 13-month calendar, 28-day cycles. Women, you have your menstrual cycles around it. We have lunar cycle around it. We have planting cycles around it. The sun works around it. I don't know. There's a lot of things around it. So, again, I appreciate what you've done on this. How did you – okay, did you wake up one day and say, you know what, I just want to do more than George Bush Jr. did by moving the dates of daylight savings time? What got you excited about creating a calendar? I mean, I guess I don't think today I was like, you know what I'd do? I'm going to create a calendar. I mean, and maybe I'd do a cat calendar, a dog calendar, or truck calendar, but I don't know if I would think sure. I was going to rewrite the calendar, right? Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't really my plan either when I started out. Long story short, I went to college to study finance, mm-hmm. And it was in the middle of the financial crisis of 2008. Right. And one morning, the professor of my bonds class came in, and he was like, "In this chapter, we're gonna learn why, in theory, we should never see negative interest rates in the bond market." But in reality, we do see negative interest rates at the moment, but like, it's all right. We'll just learn this chapter anyway. Everything's going to be all right. It'll sort out. And it was just like, you know, it was just like this moment that kind of stuck in my mind where, you know, if we should be rewriting the textbook or throwing it out, or, you know what I mean? You're going to make me learn what got us into this problem. Like nothing's, you know what I mean? In theory, this is wrong, but just learn it anyways.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, that was kind of the start of, the next few years. I just kind of, got less and less engaged with, finance, the finance industry and that sort of thing. And I started taking more and more geology classes, which was another passion of mine.
Right.
And so then by the end of college, I kind of, you know, had a bit of a quarter life crisis and figuring out what am I going to do? I got this degree that I should go to Wall Street and, you know, make a couple $100,000 and, you know, do this career that doesn't make sense and all that, or, you know, what do I do? So I just kind of, decided to become a rogue inventor and, scientist. And I just kind of started keeping this journal full of all my different inventions, ideas, thoughts, all that sort of good stuff.
Right.
And, one of the topics of study was time. I mean, it's just an interesting, you know, it's this thing that drives our lives. You know, everybody's obsessed with time, but no one really knows what it is and no one really knows how to describe it. And so, you know, and yet it's what we think about all day, every day, right, to, you know, for the most part. So,
well, now, yeah, did you look into the part of where time, if he who controls time controls the people, have you figured that part out? Is that any part of your logic, or is it with just the idea that you kind of like the sense and order of what you were doing?
So in the beginning, it was a lot more just about, trying to find the truth of what is time, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like I said, I was in college, so a lot of parties ended of people sitting around being like, "Whoa, man, what is time? You know, is it a human construction? Is it this or that?" So, it was just kind of pursuing the truth of what it is, and there is a lot of truth in that. You know, the statement you just said, where whoever controls, you know,
time,
what you think of time, is in charge. You know, it's just as powerful as knowing your name. You know, if you're walking down the street and I don't know your name, I can just say, "Hey, you," might turn around. But if I know your name's Jim and I say, "Hey, Jim,"
yeah,
you're much more likely to turn around. So same sort of deal where
all the gyms in the room will turn around, and usually there's only one or two of us. So yeah, that right. works out. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But you know, there's a reason why time is one of the first things that we start learning in preschool is, you know, there's four seasons and these are the months and these are the days. And, you know, I think it was in third grade was when our teacher taught us the rhyme of, you know, 30 days hath September, April, June, November, or you start to learn how to count knuckles to figure out this weird system that we're all, you know, indoctrinated in from day one.
Right.
And so now, you know, and then it just kind of gets to a point where you stop thinking about time, you stop learning about time because you've been indoctrinated into this crazy system and, you know, you move on to bigger and better things and don't ever think about it again. So,
right.
That's actually been one of the most significant challenges of the whole project is I kind of, you know, had this eureka moment. I discovered the five seasons and then trying to just convince people that, you know, you are allowed to view time however you want. And, you know, right. you mentioned the 13 month, 28 day calendar. And, you know, there's all sorts of reforms that have been proposed, different calendars throughout history with different cultures, all trying to keep track of time because, you know, like you say, if you know what time is and if you can track it, you can control your world in a lot more precise and accurate way than anyone else.
Well, so your interest was in the accounting portion of it, right? So basically putting the idea that time and numbers and accounting, that everything is tied to that, right? So every day that kicks off, you know, you got either time to, or interest lost or interest gained, depending on which side of the investment you're on, as well as, you know, the idea that we, you know, schedule things according to that. You know, it's like, oh, well, next month I have to be, I got to be here, I got to be there. But in reality, we don't time that. Our calendar doesn't work according to planting seasons, harvest season, right. the celestial patterns, the solstice, all that.
Right.
So how did you break down the barrier? By the way, I'm going to chop off a little couple of comments here. Yes. Hey, good to see you, John Rader. Good to see you. And John Rader had a joke of the day. It's a dad joke. He says, I thought my doctor told me I'm a beast. On further conversation, I found out he said I was obese. So my bad. All right. Well, John, you get the, you're going to get a, you're not getting a gold star for the day. You only get like a red or blue because here at the Jim Price Show, we do track your interactions and it wasn't the greatest joke of all, but we will give you a slight credit for that. And the rest of you who haven't bothered to engage today, you guys are all going to be dock points for lack of participation, even though you attended class. Remember, half your class score and grade is participation and attendance, and the rest of it is on exams. We don't have exams. We don't take attendance, and your participation's on you guys. So here we do watch those things. We don't watch any of that stuff. I'm just kidding, guys. All right, guys. So remember, you guys have questions for Tom. Type them out here. Get them out to me. We'll talk them up. We'll chat them up here. This is important for us to get into, but how did you work out the planting seasons or the winter solstice, spring solstice? And what was the idea behind the extra season that we don't really refer to?
Right. So, like you say, it kind of goes back to sort of the basic math of the situation and the accounting of time mm-hmm. where if, in a standard year, there's 365 days in a year. And so if we're trying to divide that number evenly, 365 only has two base factors, 5 and 73. So any other number that we try to divide out the year by, mm-hmm. you'll get a non-whole number. You'll get a remainder of some sort. So basically that's all we've tried to do as humans throughout the, we've tried to divide it by 7, 4, 12, 30, 31, 28, all these different numbers, you'll end up with one, you know, we'll end up with a small remainder. So, you know, that's why, you know, there's not 52 weeks in a year. There's 52 weeks in one day in a year,
right.
which creates this slow cycling of time where today is going to be tomorrow next year, unless the year before was a leap year. And then it's 2 days from now. And so that's why nobody, everybody really knows their birthday, but nobody knows what day of the week that they were born on because it's constantly changing from one year to the next. And it's stuff like that that creates these slow memory gaps of, you know, it's just impossible to kind of track and keep track of things from year to year. Even with for example, Thanksgiving coming up in 2024 is going to be a full week later than it was this year. So, you know, now you're losing a full week of shopping, traveling, right, planning, scheduling, you know, all the parties. And so then all of a sudden, this stressful time of year, which was spaced out over 5 weeks this year, is now over 4 weeks. You have to do just as much, adds the same amount of stress, but in a compressed time. And you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a, yeah, it's crazy. So anyways,
well, doesn't that, okay, so if we go to so I do sun gazing, and I prescribe to all my listeners and watchers that they should do sun gazing the last 2 hours of the day. They should be absolutely being, you know, resetting the circadian clock in their body. How does that tie in with you on the circadian clock of things? How does that work for you? Does this calendar help solve the dis-ease of the body, not understanding how their sun works with their body in the calendar?
That, I mean, I think so 100%. And, it kind of ties back into the whole theory underlying it to some degree, where, so I came to this truth of 5 and 73 were the two numbers that you could use to divide time. Didn't really make sense. They're both prime numbers. They're both odd. They're just hard to work with. So I kind of forgot about it until one day I overdrafted my bank account, actually. Mm-hmm. And so I got the letter in the mail that, you know, I had 3 days to put the funds back in the account. Otherwise they were going to give me the bonus, you know, the bonus charge.
Right.
And so I went in on Monday with cash, and the bank teller said, "Oh no, you're a day late. We count Saturdays as a business day because we're open until noon."
Oh,
and
so,
yeah.
Oh
yeah, they got me.
Come
yeah, they got
on.
Me good.
No, that they can't. Yeah. Golly, come on. That's so,
it was
lazy.
Great.
That is
it
a
was
lazy.
Great. And,
that's,
you know,
a
it was
lazy
in January, so it had been snowing. I was like, it was snowing on, you know what I mean? I'm like, what do you want from me? And they're like, no. Bonus charge. So
yeah.
That was it. That was the final straw. It broke my back, and I went home. I took a calendar off the wall, and I started labeling days from 1 to 73. Starting on the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, right? So then all of a sudden the first period went from December 21st until March 3rd. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that's a pretty reasonable winter. The period after that went from March 4th until May 15th, which is also, you know, overlaps nicely with spring. It also ends close to that Memorial Day, unofficial start of summer and graduations and all that sort of good stuff. Then the exact middle day of the middle period of the year landed on the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. And so that's when it all kind of clicked that, you know, this whole system of the Earth's annual orbit is actually making perfect sense if we sort of step back and allow it to, versus impose the, you know, will and beliefs of a, you know, 14th century Pope onto it. And right. So religion
decided it was, now I'm not anti-religion, don't get me wrong on this, but religion decided that we were going to do something about the time.
So our current calendar traces back about 3,000 years. Uh-huh. And so it starts with Romulus and Remus. They were raised by wolves, and then one of them decided to make a calendar. That's like the origin story.
I'm gonna make a calendar again. Yeah. I don't wake up and like, hey, you know what I gotta do? I gotta make a calendar. Yeah. Like, anyway,
so then that lasted for about, I don't know, 300 years, something like that. And then they added 2 extra months into it. They added January and February.
Yeah. Why not?
That lasted for a little while. They basically, it got tweaked, and it's always been in control of by politicians, religious figureheads, that sort of cadre of people. And there's rarely been, you know, it's been corrupted by them just as much. So one of my favorite pieces of history of the calendar is called the Flavian Reforms. And that was back in ancient Rome. The calendar was controlled by a temple. And so what the calendar would do is, or the, what the temple would do is they would release next month's calendar grid at the beginning of each month. It was called, they divided the month into three different parts, the calends, the ides, and I forget what the last one is. Right. My Latin teacher is going to, yeah, frown upon me. But so they would release it on the calends every time, which is the root word for calendar. And what they started doing is if there was somebody in power who they liked and who they were in cahoots with, they started releasing the month late, later and later every time. Yeah. And so then somebody would be like, hey, I thought, you know, you need to release. And they'd be like, no, 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 you miscounted. You're a day early. You know, don't worry about it. And so then slowly they would extend the power of people that they liked. And then inversely, if they didn't like them, they would shorten each month by a few days.
Keep them off balance. Again, it's manipulation of the, it's keeping you off balance. You don't have an equilibrium.
Right. And so then this guy Flavius said, hey, this is what we're doing. We're releasing the whole year's calendar all at once. We're doing it. We're not going to, you know, keep a control of it.
Is that, was he like a rapper from Atlanta, Flavius? Sorry.
Gnaeus Flavius. Yeah. You know what I mean? You never know. Yeah. You never know. Flavor Flavius.
What's my deal? Flavius.
Yeah. He rolled around the temple with a huge calendar, a gold calendar on his chain. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
No, absolutely. He's got the grill in. He's got the McTwist going, and he's got a big calendar hanging there.
Yeah. Gnaeus Flavius.
We're so going to get beat up now. All right. Good.
So then they basically that was he got a lot of pushback from people in the temple, and they said, we're going to lose a lot of power. We're going to lose a lot of influence because of this. But his argument was it's better for the people. It's better for the commerce of the marketplace, knowing, you know, what exactly is going on. And so that's really one of the few times that calendar reform has been used to benefit the people at large and not necessarily just you know, a certain subsect of people that control the time itself.
Right. The sad part of this is, again, it's about man manipulating other men. So I would see it as the revenuers, the guys who want to place interest or draw interest, they're going to be the ones who want to make sure to mark time in a specific way. So I see a lot of ties to the advancement of currency, which, again, is never bound by gold or silver, but by printing money, right? The same effect that we saw with the fall of, quote-unquote, Rome or that era, which, again, hey, are you – let me ask you a quick question. I'm going to go outside. All I asked you to talk about was the calendar, but I'm going to ask you a little bit something outside this. Do you understand, like, Tartaria and the mud floods and all that? Have you studied any of that?
No, give me a little bit of background on that.
Okay. Well, my assumption is that Tartaria was actually a global civilization that we had had a greater understanding of the ether and the power of the earth and being able to draw energy and exchange thoughts without communication, verbal communication. But also I believe that there has been something in our past, our near past, that was actually a huge cataclysmic event. We can tie it back to Noah's time and the mud or the flood, that being a flood or the mud flood effect. But how can you, have you studied time really hard to be able to see where, like I was talking about, it's 244 years or 277 years. They just stuck into the calendar. They called it the Dark Ages, but it really was just added years. Have you really studied back into that to see where they have made these huge changes and just omissions of what really happened?
I've definitely come across, I've studied calendar systems from across time in history, as far as doing a lot of research into this calendar, just to, you know, because that's how you do research and development, right? Is you figure out what's out there and then you make your own adjustments and create that. I will say, as far as the Tartaria stuff, I haven't really studied that a lot, but it did make me think of I don't know if you've ever listened to Dan Carlin, Hardcore History, but that's a history podcast that I listen to a lot when I'm driving around. And he's got an episode. One of his earliest episodes was about how, in between, like the loss of knowledge that occurred between the Roman civilization and the Renaissance or whatnot, there was an information knowledge gap that was like 5 times, 10 times. Greater than that was lost sometime in that Bronze Age period. Of there were all these great civilizations throughout the Mediterranean, and all of a sudden they all collapsed kind of simultaneously. Mm-hmm. There's artifacts of bake, you know, in the ovens, they're baking clay tablets that's saying they're going to send to some other kingdom saying, hey, please send troop help. Like, they're, so the people are outside the gates right now. You know what I mean?
And you are talking about like Tartaria, the mud floods. You're talking about, you really are stumbling into it. So here's my assignment to you, as I want to have you back on, and I want you to do a little bit of Tartaria look into and start seeing how your maps of the calendars and the overlay of time, how much they truly have manipulated the history and what they've told us. Because I'm having questions like, okay, we had 13 presidents prior to George Washington, but we didn't call them presidents. We had another name for it, because once we won our quote-unquote independence from England, it took us a while to establish the government. And before we had our true first president. Well, we don't learn that in English. We don't learn that in history. We don't learn that in you know, any of the what was it? What we used to call?
Like social studies.
Social studies. Yeah, yeah. So thank you for that. I was like, what's that thing where we're supposed to learn about the society and how it works?
Civics. Yeah, you know, civics.
We would never learn this crap. So again, we study to a test that we only want to retain the information long enough to test out, right? And the sad part of it is as I'm 52. You look like you're 22, by the way. I don't know how old you are, but you are aging very well. But I am now learning more in my 40s and 50s than I ever learned for the engineering and business degree that I have. I have two different degrees. I never learned any of this crap. I learned a lot of crap. I studied to a lot of things that aren't accurate. And so when I start looking back in the timelines and the things of, you know, when we talk about, you know, when slavery really occurred and who was really enslaved and who was really trafficking and who was doing really what, America was like the bottom of the list of any of the countries affecting any type of slave trade. We were really the lesser of all those consumers. Yet we have the greatest problem with it here in America. But again, if we don't talk about how Haiti was founded, and it was found by Christian slaves who were given the opportunity to push the Cubans or the Cubans south, and they were given a territory of their own, and we don't talk about that, right? But yet Haiti today is under rule of a guy named Barbecue because he likes to burn the bodies of people he kills. Let's have that open conversation. But if we don't know how our time really works, and what really happened when it really happened, then how can we be honest about what's going on today?
Yeah, I mean that's a fair point, I guess. I mean there's like you say, I mean, unless we, you know history, unless we can learn and you know, do our own research, think critically, question the narratives that are out there, then you know, you don't really have much to stand on. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of why, you know, I like to say this all the time. I'm definitely not the first guy to have ever thought that there's five seasons, but that's why I feel like I am blessed to be in America at the time that we're in, because, you know, if I had said this at the wrong time to the wrong people, the Pope could have cut out my tongue, you know what I mean? Or something like that, or put me in the pits and tortured me to death. And so, you know, there's a reason why, even though this is, you know, I sell wall calendars, you know, novelty gag to kind of like get the thought and the message out there. Right. But also, even though it's kind of a novelty bit at the moment, there is something very powerful about questioning the narratives that are out there and questioning why the systems that have been created, why we live in them. And, actually to kind of bring it back to one of the other questions about why this is kind of going on, and it's the commerce really drives time. You know what I mean? It's people that are in charge of business, people, because it's like time zones were created by the trains. Yeah. You know, the train
I tell people,
right?
that and so, they're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, they wanted to make sure they can keep the trains on time across the country. It had nothing to do with
local noon. Right. Yeah. Local noon is different everywhere else. Yeah. And so then that destroyed your whole connection with your local geography. Yeah. And same sort of thing with the five seasons is when I first, you know, invented this system and started living in it. And I was like in a whole new world all by myself, because, you know, March 4th comes around and you look at the trees and there were little buds, you know, they're not flowering. It's not full-blown, you know, what we, you know, the bugs aren't out yet and all that, but things are shifting, things are changing, and it just kind of grounds you into the natural state of things a lot better than, you know, I feel like, you know, every time I turn the month page on a Gregorian calendar, it's like getting punched in the face because you're starting a new month midweek, which is like starting a new day mid hour, right? I mean, it, like you said, it's about this imbalance and keeping you on your heels versus, you know, it's something that we're constantly fighting rather than working with.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick, what's your website real quick? Give me that.
Thenewcalendar.com. Thenewcalendar.com.
Spell calendar.
CALENDAR.com. So yeah, .com. Thenewcalendar.com.
All right.
The and then that's also the sort of commerce is, you know, there's two calendars that are officially recognized by the U.S. government. One is the Gregorian calendar. The other one's something called the 52-53 week calendar, mm-hmm. or the retail calendar. And that is, they observe 364 days in the year. So they lop off that last day. What? So that they can fully. This is a real thing. The IRS recognizes it. It's the only other one. And it was created in the 20s and 30s by retail businesses who wanted to compare their monthly sales, but they couldn't because there's always a different amount of weekends.
Right.
There's, you know, it's this, you know, one year might have five weekends in it. The next year might have four. One month to the next is shifting. You can't really compare quarters well because a quarter goes from 90 to 92 days.
Yeah.
And so anyways, they created this new system, and then they take that extra day and they celebrate a leap week once every 5 or 6 years.
Come on.
Depending on how many. No, that's, and that's
they don't
real.
Even, so they're not, they're telling us to live by time that they don't live by. This is bonkers. Real quick, I got John Rader out there. Says, in our society, we have the contrast and diversity in language, slang, art, what have you. Why do they say in Egypt there was only one guy that drew all the hieroglyphs? And we know that that's not true. There is one price. There's one way that they are, you know, they are drawn or chiseled. What's up with that, Jim? So John Rader is basically saying, hey guys, you know, you got all these hieroglyphs all across Egypt and these different places and all these, you know, even across South America and other parts of Northern America and even Russia and these different things. They have all hieroglyphs everywhere, but yet only one person did that, or were they all one translation of? And again, this goes back to the idea that we're living by something right now that you and I are looking at our calendar on, you know, our iPhones or whatever, and we're like, oh, this is the calendar. But yet then the government who runs the financial department of our country says they have a different calendar, and they're recognizing, you just said, the leap week, which, again, like, I haven't even heard of a leap week. This is really hard for us to sit there and go, okay, we want the truth. We want to nail this down. You've given us five seasons. Sarah says, I can't even get three, was one of her comments here. And so how did you get to the point where now you're showing that we're going to go ahead and have, you got the calendar, I'm on your website, great website, by the way. The idea, the newcalendar.com, when you say you have five different seasons now instead of four, what's the other season and why is it necessary to say that that season's in there but not other, why did we need the extra season?
Sure. So basically, like I was telling you about the bank, and I go home and I'm taking the calendar off the wall. The first went from December 21st until March 3rd, which was a good winter. The second went from March 4th until May 15th, which is a good spring system. The summer period went from May 16th to July 27th. And then the quote unquote new season, I like to call it autumn. And that went from July 28th until October 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of intuitively made a lot of sense to me. I'm in the mid-Atlantic of the country, and Delaware specifically. So that's when the sweet corn's coming in. That's when watermelon's coming in.
Right.
Migrations are starting to reverse. It's the second pollination season that you're calling hay fever instead of allergies.
Right.
The farmers around here call it second spring, right? So like, there, it's this time of year that, and when I, you know, when I'm going around talking to people at conventions and all that sort of good stuff, people are always like, you know, I've always thought that, you know, that September, that August, September range of time it's not really summer, it's not really fall, and it is one of those sort of liminal spaces in our year
Wait. September and August are like Satan's butthole. It's hot and nobody wants to be around. I don't know what you're talking about. That is the worst. Like September and August, you're like, oh, just get me to October. Just like, oh my God, just get me out of this. These repressed. Like, so you get those August days. They're like, it's 112. I'm in Kansas. So we get it. Okay. We don't get too terribly hot, but we get in the mid, you know, 100, 105, 108. We think we're really dying here. I lived in Phoenix off and on all my life, and I'm like, guys, you don't know, I've been there when it's 125, so yeah, right. Don't worry about it.
Anyway. Yeah.
So I get what you're saying. So when you're talking about how you set these up, now is there history that ties these five seasons into this, or does it just make the math work easier?
Well, I mean, the basically what I was trying to do is I was trying to unite basically a lot of these truths that we understand on an intuitive level of these seasonal changes that we observe on the day-to-day basis. Some of these traditions, like, you know, there's a reason why Thanksgiving is in early fall, and it's this sort of, you know, bountiful harvest period that, you know, where, what do we do with all of our food? We do, you know, and why Christmas and Saturnalia and Old New Year's all kind of fall in this, you know, the depths, darkest times of winter, because, you know, you get together with your friends and family, get through the longest, hardest nights, and then it's all on the upside. So like there is history and reason behind a lot of these traditions that we observe. And, you know, I wasn't trying to like say, hey, this is the Sherman system and we're calling the seasons bleeboo deeboo flibbity boop, and you know what I mean, like that just makes me
if
look,
you would have
crazy.
Called it like, oh, it's the Sherman season, I would have been like, hey bro, you really call it, you know, Tom. I'm, we might think it's not you, but when you use your last name, we know you're just naming it after yourself, right?
Right. But,
yeah, I got some smart asses in my comments. Jonathan's a great viewer of the show and all that. He's like, add Truffle Shuffle Day. He's adding Truffle Shuffle Day in there. And then John Raider says Spring 1 and Spring 2. So we got some guys out there that are just playing with it. At least they're thinking about it. They're processing what we're doing here. And they're not there's no disrespect in what they're saying. They're just having fun with it. So.
You know, and that's part of what I love about this whole process has been is I haven't been relying on myself. I've been, you know what I mean? As soon as I've made these sort of discoveries or had these thoughts, I'll take them and I'll show them to all my friends and family who will listen. And, you know, you get feedback, and then you get feedback and you iterate on it until you get to a point where, it makes sense. And that's one of my great goals for time in general. Like leap day, the only reason leap day is observed in February is because that's the only month that makes sense, because it's the one that's not like any of the other ones, right? It's the only 28 day month. So, hey, let's stick the extra day there. And then that destroys the only month of the year that's created out of a full set of weeks. It's crazy, but it makes sense in its own way. But we don't need to celebrate leap day. We could celebrate leap day wherever we wanted. And so it's kind of like, you know, I would love to get to a point where there's a large enough user base to kind of democratize time, start discussing these things and creating, you know, say, hey, where do we want it? Do we want to celebrate leap day after midsummer? Do we want to celebrate it in between, you know, the end of one year and the start of the next? Or, you know, what should we do with these things? It shouldn't be up to one person to tell you what it is and what's going on. And it really shouldn't be one person who was living back in the 1400s telling you it, you know? So this is one of the great,
it's a great discovery time, right? We're all gaining knowledge here. John Raider said he wants to vote for, sprung. He doesn't want to say spring one and spring two. He wants to say spring and sprung. So I guess in the spring is it springs up, but then once it's springing up, it's sprung, right? It's sprung free. I don't know.
Spring once and then, sprung in the autumn. I like that.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. He's being facetious, but that's all right. But again, it's one of those things, if we don't have this conversation, we're going to keep doing the same old stupid shit for decades or centuries, and we'll go, I don't know why we do this. It's just what we always do. Can you elaborate to me? And I rail on daylight savings time all the time. I think it's completely worthless and wasted time. I lived in Arizona, so I didn't, there was like half of my life, especially when I was a kid, I didn't have daylight savings time. So it was really nice not to mess with the clock. But then the rest of the world changed around you, and you're like, oh, why you guys quit doing that? Have you seen? Because they say on the Sunday of spring forward and the fall back, that Sunday they always have a 50% increase in heart attacks on that day. Can you tell me where do you see any necessity in spring and you know the whole daylight savings time, or is that completely just another mind control, mind manipulation?
Yeah, I mean that's definitely one of those things that it's universally hated, and yet somehow we can't ever change it, right? Like, right. What, you know what I mean? And then, yeah. And even so far as the other year when the Senate passed a bill, but then the House didn't. So, you know yeah. what I mean? It died or went or the other way, the House passed it, but the Senate wouldn't. Right. And it's one of those things that doesn't make sense. It's terrible. It's not really been my focus just because it's already so controlled by the government. And that's really where good calendar proposals go to die is, right. is either the League of Nations, the United Nations, the government.
Well, if we just did it as the citizens in general, if we all just adapted it, what would right. the government do? I mean, I call this my right. parallel economy, and I don't know where you are on that part of things, but I look at it as it's a parallel economy. If I go and I create my own calendar and everybody I know is using the calendar and the people they know is using the calendar, eventually we're all using the calendar, right?
Right, right.
So does yeah. that, yeah. So that's a way that, of doing yeah. it, right? You know, it's adaptation,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah, so. And that's definitely how calendar adopt. You know, that's basically why the IRS, you know, was forced to adopt the 52-53 week calendar is because enough businesses got together and said, "Hey, I'm not doing this other crazy system. I know this is crazy too, but hey, you know,
it's the lesser of the crazies, right? We got to go with the lesser crazy version."
Yeah, exactly. And so it's that's just how it works. Is at some point the tipping point, people come together and kind of create a tipping point, and you know that's why I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Everything's a revolution, right? Clocks and, you know, even clocks have revolutions and all that sort of good stuff. So it's a, yeah.
Jonathan says, isn't the Ethiopian calendar like that? Is that true? Is the Ethiopian calendar very similar?
Like yours? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I, let me Google the Ethiopian calendar so I know that I'm talking about the right thing.
Well, see, we get live comments, so we got it. It's always on your toes.
No, that's all good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a, says it's a 13-month calendar. I mean, I'm not really going to be able to comment too hard on the Ethiopian calendar. It's basically, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look into it along with Tartaria and get back to you on that.
You got homework. See, here at the Jim Price Show, you know, attendance, participation's half your score. The other half is essays and tests that we never take or do. And then there's always the research you do at home. Then you bring it back to class and present, and nobody cares. So anyway, I'm just kidding you. We have a good time here on the show. So it's always about, you know, making sure that we are all participating and being involved. So I love my regular listeners. They're very, very good. By the way, thank you for the donations today, guys. Appreciate that. Great name. Let's see, what is Edward saying here? The tipping point calendar. So he wants you to change it to the tipping point calendar. So I don't know what we just need to just make a tipping point, and let's get out of this dis-ease that we're in, guys. The word dis-ease was brought to you by Dr. Palmer, who started the Palmer Chiropractic College and was sent to jail and jailed for his belief that the body can be manipulated and heal itself. But he said in his open testimony, in his own trial, for his own defense, where they found him guilty of being a snake oil treatment guy, he said the body is diseased. There's no disease in body. I think part of that is a circadian clock of things. I think that us not being able to understand where the sun is positioned and having a equal representation of time throughout the calendar year, I think that causes us to have that disease or the misfunction in our body where we're not paying attention to the things around us.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot, you know, when the whole world is, you know, and by the whole world, I mean the whole natural world is acting in one way. Right. And yet we're trapped inside, you know, inside houses, inside businesses, inside cars. And, you know, we shut down all the shades, and we live by these screens and artificial light for, you know, most of our days these days.
Yeah.
You know, there's something that definitely affects you in you know, negatively.
Yeah.
And so that's definitely part of getting back to, you know, just being in the natural cycle of, oh wow, yeah, it's winter, so it's 73 days, you know, it's a 20% of the year, and it's
right.
going to be long dark nights, like, and then all of a sudden you're in sprint and you're you know, you're able to track a lot of the natural movements, you're able to track these traditional movements too, of, oh, it's, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
it makes sense, we're about to get into the fall winding down time of year, we got to do this and that, and, you know,
right.
it, well, we live in a cycle. Yeah.
Today is the first day of spring, but yet we tie the death of Jesus or the resurrection of Jesus to the first Sunday after the spring solstice, which then tells me that we're tying it to a celestial calendar, not a true calendar, right? And
the first full moon,
or yeah,
after
first full moon,
the,
yeah, whatever.
The
it's like
equinox.
Yeah.
So yeah, it can range from.
It's like
something
a 3 week,
of,
3 or 4
you know,
week
30
window.
Days, you know,
yeah.
it's the most ranging holiday out there.
Yeah,
and
but it's
yeah,
the
it's
one
crazy.
That counts the most, right? But we, John Rader is complaining that he is only getting a mauve star, not a gold star today. Well, John, you're the one that told the bad dad joke earlier. So you got your star early, you overshot your landing, and so you'll get the star you get, and you won't throw a fit. So sorry, I didn't mean to correct people in front of you, Tom. I know you're
it's
new
right.
to the show, but we have to maintain discipline in a place like this. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Anyway, so no, John's a great listener, and he's got great comments as well, and others. My daughter Rebecca, good to see you, Rebecca. My daughter Rebecca's chiming in today as well. Good to see you here. All right, Jonathan says he says some real stuff, like that the eclipse might make his calendar system give him wings. So do you think that the this eclipse thing is getting people to realize the calendars may or may not be effective? Or are you seeing how does eclipses work and how does the leap year thing, does that affect your stuff at all? Or how does that compensate it for?
So yeah, I mean, I think what's great about the eclipse and all that sort of stuff, it falls on mid-spring or right around the exact midpoint of spring, which, I mean, could just be a coincidence. It could not be. I have no idea. Like, you know, I'm not above, you know, misreading symbols from the universe.
Yeah.
But what's great about it is solar eclipses and events like that, like those are one of those things that always bring people back to our natural reality, because, you know, it's such a big event. People like to talk about it. And then yeah. we start thinking about, well, what is going on? Why is the sun there? Why is it getting blocked out by the moon? What does all of it mean? And so it just kind of brings us back into, you know, the very edges of questioning what exactly is going on with reality, which is always good. And that's sort of the core essence of what is time and how are we tracking time and what does it mean?
Yeah.
Same thing with leap year, where in every daylight savings is it ruptures this, you know, people want to know what's going, you know what I mean? Like
right.
you said, dis-ease, no one is ever happy not knowing what's going on and being unable to explain it to themselves or their kids or
yeah.
their friends and family. So, you know, twice a year we have this daylight saving thing that ruptures what is the fabric of time.
Yeah.
The leap year happens every year or every 4 years that kind of ruptures it. And it just is, it's one of those things that forces the conversation again and again. And we're going to keep having it until,
yeah.
you know, we can come to an agreement as a society of what's going on, or it's just going to be this perpetual madness that we all buy, you know, kind of like the financial system. That was what got me back in the day was, you know, the financial system basically got pantsed
mm-hmm.
and we just let them pull their pants up and pretend like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so are we going to pretend like we're living in a broken system and pretend it's not broken? Or are we, you know, as the most modern advanced society, you know, on the face of the earth,
yeah.
are we able to step outside of the systems that we've been in? Maybe we haven't created them. Maybe we have, but are we capable of stepping outside, reviewing them, analyzing them, saying what works, what doesn't work,
yeah.
why doesn't it work, and try to fix it, try to rebuild it, try to, you know, make it better versus just perpetuate that madness that you know.
So how does this tie into Star Trek and the Stardate thing that Captain Kirk thing did? Is this any of this relevant at all that, you know, Stardate 2295, whatever it was that he used to say all the time, or Captain Picard? Right. I mean, are we tying this to the celestial calendar of things? Is this just just trying to track what we know?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely far ranging implications. You know, scientists have tried to create a Martian calendar already, and they've just completely botched it, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, they, you know, you think the calendar we have right now is a mess. The months on the Martian calendar that scientists are out there using range from something like 30 something days to over like 80 days, you know, because they're going by the angle of the orbit. So, you know, every X number of degrees is 1 month. But then since it's an elliptical orbit, 1 month can take 30 days, one can take eight, you know. So then they're going to send some poor astronaut out there for 2 years. And then by the time he lands on Mars, they're going to be like, all right, here's this calendar that, you know, 1 month can be this, it can be that, and, you know.
But then we know that people that travel closer to the speed of light actually experience time different than those that are going further away from the speed of light. So we know understand that time is actually isn't just celestial or a pattern, but it's actually perceptive in the idea of how fast you're moving through the universe. Anyway, I don't want to break everybody's brain on that one. We're gonna start winding down the interview here so we don't get too far off the track.
Always good to end with relativity, right?
It's like
general relativity.
Yeah, don't worry about it, guys. If you go too close to the speed of light, time is different than what you're going through now. So it's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. And they've actually done huge experiments on that to try to disprove that that actually happens. But the faster you're moving, time is relevant differently. So, again, this is where we have to be. We got to let that kind of the juices flow, right? We got to kind of like salivate a little bit to kind of get where are we going with this whole thing? How does this really work? And then let's have that genuine conversation of things. John Kerry and Jonathan are arguing over whether Jonathan can make up his bad dad joke from earlier. I appreciate you guys' effort to try to manipulate my emotions by offering me gifts, but we here at the Jim Price Show can be bought and sold just like any congressman that you pay $180,000 a year to. So, sure, guys, manipulate me with all your gifts and kindness. I appreciate that. But you're still getting stuck with the star you got today, John, because that's just how we do it here. And we don't have a star chart, so we're not even keeping track. So it's all right. We're fine. Everything's great. I'll just make it up at the end of the year. Or whatever the calendar says. I'll have to go off of we'll have to go off of Tom's calendar. I think it's great that you're doing this, John. Tom, thank you so much for putting your time and effort into this. I will tell you that it's refreshing to see that someone that is bothering to put the effort into it instead of just, you know, complaining or trying to create legislation. I think this is a parallel economy moment. You know, if you want to have chickens and you make your own food and your own eggs and your own garden, and you don't have to go to the grocery store, you're not affected by what goes on in the commerce world around that, correct? Well, we could do basically the same idea as we create a parallel economy that says, hey, I'm working within this calendar that I feel in my body, in the circadian clock of my mind and my understanding, and I do the sun gazing at the end of the day a lot. You know, and I really have seen the benefit that in my eyesight, the color wheel in my eyes, my ability to actually regain eyesight, my body feels better, I sleep better. There's all these things about resetting and doing sun gazing at the end of the day. I did it last night. Was very fortunate to catch a sunset. But then I found out that this the place that sells motorcycles down the street from me here has a parking lot security system that says, you are on private property. Please leave the premises. It was really freaking me out, but I was trying to get my sun gazing in because it happened to be a clear spot where I could really see the sun. But if we were able to get our circadian clock and our mind and all that back into sync, and then we had a calendar that was in sync, imagine how much healing and prosperity our body could actually have. And that, to me, is important.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. People are, you know, if you're trying to get reconnected to the actual systems that are out there that are governing our day-to-day life on a very intrinsic natural level.
Yeah.
It's the thing for it, and it's farmers and homesteaders all the time. They tell me that, you know, it's one of they like to sketch, you know, because it's an anchored system. It repeats. You can get to the end of the calendar and flip it back over.
Right.
So you can actually
Hey,
set
the green
for.
people like the recycling part, right? We can get all those people
Sure.
that believe
Yeah.
that.
I mean, there's no downside. There's only upside. And you can, you know, so you can actually say, hey, I planted on this day. And then by the time next year it comes around, you're still in sync versus.
You start doing your sprouts, you start doing your stuff for your garden. You
Yeah.
know when to do it because this is the day to do it, like I did it last
Yeah.
year. And it eliminates
Yeah.
all the guessing of, oh, is it St. Patrick's Day? I got to get my garden in by. Is it this day or that
Right.
day? Is the
Right.
ground soil enough? It's not enough. We don't know. Anyway, so that's why
Yeah.
we have the
It's
problem.
crazy.
All right, so let's get you out of here. So thank you so much, Tom Sherman. It's great to have you. So it's the new calendar. Wait, say it again.
Thenewcalendar.com,
.com.
at the new calendar on all the social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Discord. We've got a great Discord that it sounds like your folks would be great in. They love cutting up and making jokes and
Yeah.
throwing out feedback and suggestions. So,
I
you
appreciate
know,
it, man.
please, anybody who's interested, you know, come find us and join the movement.
Absolutely, sir. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to get you out of here, and we'll have you back on again soon. All right?
Great. Thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate it. Great to
Thanks,
meet
buddy.
you. And I'll, yeah, see you again soon.
Very good, sir. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right, guys. Well, what a great interview that was. And again, this is how we have to have these conversations. I know they're not always the ones you want. I don't know if they always work the way you like it. And it may make you feel, you know, like, oh, Jim's going out on the rim, on the ra off the rails again, and we're all going crazy. The problem is, guys, I think this is actually genuinely how you center yourself and get yourself on a better path. Again, you guys are going to remember, if you're going to go off of certain things, you've got to understand the manipulation of time has happened over the thousands of years, and we've been dealing with this for, you know, forever. We've been doing it in our own government, locally, lately, around us. It's happening. We know they're doing these things. They're doing things with money and time and the air and all the other stuff. Again, just be different, right? Start living life with purpose, and we don't have to worry about these fools making up time. Let's just go off of something that actually works, and we can build our lives around it, and it makes it a lot simpler. We don't have to guess, oh, how many days this month? How am I doing here? Yeah. All right, guys, remember, rncstore.com is where you get your apricot seeds, your Bay-E17, your laterals to get the cancer out of your body, the abnormal cells. Gives it the torpedoes, your body, the torpedoes go out and get rid of the abnormal cells. If you guys are wanting to get on Q streaming, replace your cable company for $60 a month and get all the sports packages and all the movies, get a hold of me. I'll show you how to do that. Also, My Daily Naturals, get your basic cell function package. Your basic cell function package has your magnesium, your iodine, your your magnesium, your iodine, your copper, and your methylfolate. You need those things to keep your basic cell function going. You want to help with people with autism. You get it started on that package. You're going to see the difference in them. You're going to see the difference in you. You're not fat. You are inflamed. Understand what the BH4 pathway really is. Also, guys, anything else you need out there, MyPillow is a promo code price. We've got a lot of great things coming your way. So, guys, get a hold of me if you need any of these things. That's about it for me today. Remember the 10% you do for your neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less it to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. Don't make promise I can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. You've got to be the difference makers out there. The reason I bring these things up to you is because they're important and because I want to see you guys thrive and flourish. Remember, the longer you live and the happier you live, that screws up their plan, and you guys get to be amazing, living your life the best way you know how, and you don't have to ask permission. Remember, you draw your breath from your God, not from the small g government that tries to rule your life daily. All right, guys, thank you so much for all the great comments. It's great seeing you guys. It's been fantastic. We got a lot of great guests coming up this week. I've got guests for tomorrow. I got a J6er on Friday, and then I've already got scheduled for people coming in on Monday and Tuesday. I have Alexandria is going to be coming in, Levine. She'll be on Monday. We have Tim Fassenbacher. He is a congressional candidate. I have had him on the show before, and he will be coming in and talking to you guys next Tuesday and others. And anyway, so I got a lot of interviews coming up. So guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. If you want to donate to the show, hook me up, man. You guys got to help keep the lights on around here. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.